Salutations! I may have just recorded myself choking to death.
Yeah, we'll get that in editing.
Hey, Anton's here!
Yay! What's up, nerds?
Not a drill or whatever the fuck he does.
Yeah, that thing called the job that I have once a month.
Hey, this thing actually looks like it's recording loud for once instead of, like, super shitty like it did last weekend.
Oh, that's is it recording in stereo this time?
What have we done? We have fixed something on accident and I haven't done anything but plug everything in right.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, maybe that's what we did wrong last time.
Okay, well, this might be exciting. I'm actually going to do this. Just to, oh, no, I put it under everything. Oh, no! Anyway, yeah, that doesn't work like I hoped it would. But, yeah, so actually, you guys might be able to hear what we're talking about for once, because the last couple weeks have been really fucking quiet.
Yeah, and it would be the week that we really don't have anything to talk
about.
Yeah,
this is a random fucking week.
Awesome.
Anything but, I mean, Halloween was last week, but, and we sure as hell didn't do fucking episodes last week.
Oh, yeah, no. No, not at all. And everybody else got to get drunk except for me.
Yeah, you had drill literally starting the day 4 a.m. after Halloween.
Yeah, it was great. So many people were puking in the drill bathroom. It was amazing.
And the best part about being after Halloween is it wasn't just liquor, it was literally candy.
Yeah. Dude, I've never walked into a bathroom to hear so many people vomiting in
all
unison.
At once.
It was great.
We actually have a friend, he's in the Air Force now, that he pukes without making noise, and it's the scariest thing ever, because he's just like, and nothing except hitting the water. And it's like fucking watching The Exorcist in real life or something. Like, it is
Whoa.
The most terrifying thing ever.
No, I could not do it. I couldn't be friends with him.
Oh, man. Yeah, so it's like, and we somehow turned Halloween into like 5 fucking days this year. I don't know how. So it was like, oh, Thursday, Friday, let's just keep it up Saturday. Like, people were having parties still on Sunday. Like, this is the longest Halloween weekend ever.
I know. And
you were in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I had to work.
It was cold up there, and it was nice down here. Like,
oh, no, it was amazing. I literally showed up, and they were like, what are you doing here? Like, I was like, what? Am I not supposed... Like, the people in charge of whether or not I should be there were like, why are you here? And I was like, oh, great. This is like the 2 weeks before all over again where you're like, you didn't need to be here. Show up in 2 weeks. Wait, why are you here? Like,
yeah, and see, that literally only turned out that way because you were questioning it the night before.
Yeah, it was.
Like, if you wouldn't have brought up, like, I don't want to go, then it would have been the weekend that you had to be there 100%.
I know, they would have expected me to be there. Like, I should have just kept drinking. Which was great, because I fell asleep in my car at, like, 3 a.m., like,
oh,
at
yeah.
a rest stop, and...
Well, you left here at, like, 10:30 that night, so...
That was great. Like, I have 3 herniated discs. Sleeping in my car is exactly what I want to do, dude. It was amazing. A trucker saved my life, though. I got out of my car without my coat on. And, like, went insta-seizure because of the cold, and because my back had been, like, so messed up, I couldn't feel my legs anymore. So I couldn't stand. So I was laying on the concrete in front of a rest area, like, about to piss myself, going, yep, this is how I die. Right here, I'm going hypothermic.
Would have been funny if it was Denny that saved you.
Oh, that would have been terrible. Yeah. So any of you that don't know, Denny is Eddie's brother, and he's a truck driver. But, yeah. I feel a little awkward. I'm not drinking.
I know. I don't even know if we fucking have anything, but, yeah, we might have some beer. But, yeah, this is a really fucking long weekend. I'm pretty sure, like, most of us have pretty much given up on Destiny now.
Yep. That game's done.
I have been playing it off and on because Kevin finally fucking bought it. And this is the first first-person shooter he's, like, ever played.
I've played it nothing in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've been asked to do the raid, and I'm like, no need.
Yeah.
Like, I've done a couple daily things just with him, and I've helped him get bounties, because I want him leveled up by the time the expansion comes out. But besides that, yeah, it's been all about Diablo, and you've been playing the fuck out of Call of Duty.
Advanced Warfare, yep. For no other reason than there's nothing else to play.
Yeah.
It's not even a good game.
It looked good. Like, graphic-wise, it looks fucking brilliant.
The campaign is pretty good. I give it that. I'm about to go replay the campaign on Veteran. But the multiplayer is like shit.
Well, it's every Call of Duty in the last 5 years. I actually watched... what is his name? The red-haired, like, night talk show host that really like Conan O'Brien played through it on his, like, game review.
Oh, that's always a good time.
Yeah, I guess near the beginning you have to cross a busy road where there's, like, buses and cars and shit.
Like, nobody, like, why do those guys not stop? There's a firefight going on. Like, if...
Yeah, Conan O'Brien, like, why are people still going to work? And it took him, like, 58 times.
Oh, yeah, dude, it was ridiculous. It was terrible.
And you had to cross two sets of highways, and if you died on the second one, you had to completely restart, I guess. Like, I was having so much fun watching it.
But. Oh, dude, it was that part was awesome. And, like, somehow your XO doesn't work in that one part, so you can't just, like, double jump across. I'm like, who broke this?
Oh, that's magic. But, yeah, I haven't really liked the multiplayer since, like, Modern Warfare 2 and stuff, but...
Oh, I make kids angry. Like, I don't shoot guns anymore. I use a riot shield, and I slam people. Just since I found out...
The worst invention since, like, fucking noob tubing, in my opinion, but...
Oh, no, it's fantastic, because people... Like, I use a riot shield, a one-shot pistol, which is the most broken mechanic in the game. You only get one bullet, but if that bullet hits, they're dead.
So it's a golden gun.
It's a sniper rifle that's been turned into a pistol. Like, one of the, you
can, in the future!
Yeah, you can get special modifications, like, through loot drops, essentially, like, gear drop, supply drop, that's what it's called. And you open the boxes, well, I got one that has a sniper scope on it. And I was like, oh, great, I have a one-shot pistol that can now zoom at range and hit you in the face. Awesome!
And I see that they also still included zombies, of course.
No.
Oh, okay, that must have been...
No, there's survival mode.
Ah, that's probably what they took up then.
That's so broken.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a job real quick, because I'm like... It's like, okay, everybody's excited about Call of Duty, but Little Big Planet 3 is getting ready to come out, and I'm like, yeah! Because I love... That's the only platformer I can ever play in my life, is Little Big Planet.
I'm waiting for Unity. I want Unity so bad.
What's Unity?
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually want to play the co-op with friends now, since there's up to four players now.
I never played, was it Brotherhood that was the last one?
I don't remember. Co-op and I think stuff. That was Black Flag.
I never played whatever the last, like, mainly...
I hated the multiplayer.
But this one just looks better?
well, none of them have co-op. This is the first one that you can actually play with friends.
Oh, instead of, like, all Saul and shit?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Where it's like... The other ones are like, you're an assassin. Find this assassin in the group of 100 people that look like him. I'm like, really?
Sounds like a Mario Party game.
I like, literally, yeah. You get like this little fucking radar that tells you if they're near you. And I swear to God, dude, one of the abilities is to blend in with other people so you don't look like the person for like 30 seconds. I don't run anywhere in that game. I just walk. And I think I might die, like, three times.
Sounds like the open, quote-unquote, open gameplay of, Watch Dogs.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. That was so stupid. I hated that game.
Yeah, I had it for a while, and I think I traded it in for Diablo.
Yeah, that's saying something right
there. Diablo's coming out!
But, yeah, no, it was super dumb. I don't know. Like, the only time I ever got caught by the other people is if I was A, hiding, or B, I just killed someone. Like, they'd be like, oh, that dude just shanked another dude in the face, he's an assassin! And, like, half the time it wouldn't even be the people that were, like, I was the target of, they'd just go kill me.
I'm like, ah, oh, he's just one of them, period.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just gonna shank you, and then you don't get any points for it anyway. You're like, oh, great, good job, guy.
One thing this past week that I really enjoyed was, have you watched last week's episode of South Park?
No, I didn't.
They completely, you know, they have a lot of episodes that are spot on about things that are big at the moment. It was spot on about freemium mobile games. Just making fun of completely, like, oh no, you can play this boring-ass game, but if you want to make it just a little less boring, you can give us, like, $10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
It was fucking fantastic. Like, I keep telling, like, Brandon Plummer from that filter list show to stop playing that Kim Kardashian game and spending money on it, but he's just not stopping. So I really need to get him to watch that show.
Is that a thing? Is that
I'm not even making a joke. No, there's literally a Kim Kardashian game.
I'm going to punch him in the mouth.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian Hollywood. That's literally what it's called.
Oh, my. I just vomited in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, join Kim Kardashian in your own celebrity adventure.
That's almost as awesome as the fucking Barbie horse adventure
Skyward Sword
twin pack that they had. Like, somebody.
Buy yourself Legend of Zelda and get your girlfriend Barbie.
Yeah.
We know women gamers.
Yeah, that's a thing. I thought Gamergate was still going on.
I don't even know what that is because I refuse to look any of it up because I don't give a fuck. I'm playing video games and I don't look at journalism anyway, so.
Pretty much.
It doesn't fucking bother me.
From what I've read about Gamergate, it's apparently people harassing other people, and I was like, that's called Xbox Live.
No, that's just called everything in real life anyway.
I was just saying that's called Xbox Live. Yeah. I mean, have 12-year-old like racist.
Fag!
Yeah.
Your dad's a nigger!
Yeah, 12-year-old racists are rattling off faggot like a homophobic machine gun.
Is this the same Call of Duty where if it's a British, like, teenager, they still rape like in every other Call of Duty? Because I don't know why that's a thing.
I don't know.
But it's like, if you're ever up against, like, British teenagers in any of the past Call of Duties, you're just like, well, I'm going to lose this match, like...
Well, I just get called a slut repeatedly. And then they tell me to stop using exo movement and learn how to play Call of Duty. And I was like, but that's the mechanic in this game.
Speaking of fucking griefers on Xbox, like, Jamie literally had... She tells the story all the time, like, she was playing, and this guy was like, you sound like a girl! She was like, because I am? They're like, well, get off of here, pussy! And Jamie was like, what? I thought you fucking nerds wanted more women to play video games.
Just not lesbians.
Yeah! You won't suck my teenage dick, get out of here!
Yeah. I don't understand.
That is the one thing, like, if you play games, it's like, PlayStation still has their griefers, but not anywhere near the amount that Xbox does.
I love those guys. It's amazing. I want an Xbox One.
Just to get on fucking grief.
Oh.
Just hear Denny yelling at small children.
I still remember the best one was on the original Xbox. Was it Xbox that had Halo 2, or was that 360?
I think it was originally
Xbox. Yeah, I think it was.
3 was the first one for 360.
Yeah, well, it was the first one that had, like, online multiplayer. And I was playing a match, and I did really well, so, you know, people are going to call me a faggot. Well, this one dude, not even calling me a faggot, he goes, I hope you get sickle cell and die. I was like, oh my god! That was so actually original. It was fucking great. I couldn't think of anything. Like, I had all these preset comebacks in my head.
Nothing to sickle cell. You're, like, flipping through a folder in your mind. You're like, no, there's nothing for getting sickle cell.
Yeah, I was just like, there's nothing. I can't. That was like a dude drove down the road back in the day when we were teenagers and people would scream at people walking for whatever reason.
Because it's the Midwest.
Yeah, because we're horrible people. And one dude just screamed, like, right. Driving down the road, and I was walking with Tyler, and he was just like, nigger lover! And I was just like,
I don't get it.
I got nothing. I was just like, nothing.
I don't understand.
Nothing prepared me for this.
Your brain has to, like, reboot, because you can't fucking just process what the fuck is happening.
And this was, like, at the height of us having insult fights in high school. Like, we were good, well, like, on it with comebacks.
I love it, like, faggot, and I'll just be like, yeah, your dad loves it.
Yeah.
Like, I love just, like, turning shit back around people, especially when playing online games, and it's like... Or I've used that on those fucking turds that drove by and yelled at us waiting for, not Destiny, whatever the last game I bought was, but they drove by and yelled at us at Borderlands. He's like, oh, you love to suck dick, and I was like, I don't get any complaints, so they love it too, bye! And, like, everybody in the line's like, and they're just like, meh.
Oh, yes, cyanide and happiness makes my life better. It's literally a comic that says, all I'm saying is we should stop giving kids vaccinations. That's stupid. Vaccines save lives. I know, I'm against overpopulation. I can't argue with that.
Oh, that's perfect.
That is my life.
Oh, the other really exciting thing that I just fucking almost crying happiness with the fact that they've now said what the new Star Wars movie is going to be called.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Force Rising. It's like, oh, next December, it's so far away.
I'm ready for The Hobbit.
Yeah.
So ready for it.
I really hope Edwardsville does, like, the just watch all three of them in a row for, like, $30 things. Okay.
Yep.
I've never gone to one of those marathon things, but I might do it if they do it for The Hobbit.
Yeah, and if there's a bar, they have a bar.
Oh, yeah, they do have a bar now.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to
spend $100
in alcohol.
Fucking watch all three fucking Hobbit movies.
Oh, yeah, dude. I have this horrible problem with getting drunk at the movie theater. Like, I will start out with, like, $20, and then I'll be like, da-da-da-da-da, your tab for the night for going to see this movie, $147.
Well, it doesn't help that they're, like, ballpark prices on fucking alcohol.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, you want a 16-ounce draft, sir? That'll be $12.99.
Well, see, Fireball is my weakness. I love that whiskey.
Oh, their liquor is even more expensive than their fucking beer.
And the thing is, like, they had this, like, cinnamon cherry, like, Fireball mixture of, like, UV and Fireball and also, like, two of those in, I was like, oh my God, I love, 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 one more.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that I could
at the movie theater is one charged more. As top shelf.
Yeah.
No, that'd be a $6 shot, sir.
Yeah, that's because it's the only shelf that they have.
Yeah. It's like, oh, boy.
Things like a fucking mall kiosk that's a bar.
Fucking terrible alcohol.
And it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, the only thing Mark said he liked about it is that they do carry, like, Schlafly's, but that's because every hipster on Earth wants Schlafly's now.
If you're a hipster in St. Louis and you don't drink Schlafly, what are you doing?
You should just go back to Seattle.
Yeah.
Because that is...
Go back to drinking your Seattle's best and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm just not a big wheat guy, but...
Well, that's because PBR is too mainstream now. Who started that trend?
That's actually, like, in South Park, they literally, like, name drop and show PBR cans now, which cracks me up.
I just want to know who started that horrible fucking trend.
Oh, it's like, that's the beer your, like, broke uncle used to drink, and now it's like, yeah, man, it's cool. I like PBR. PBR is fucking delicious.
No, it's not.
Okay.
That's like Bud Light. Ugh. As I'm drinking one, and I'm reminded of how much I hate it.
We unironically drink Stag here.
Yeah. We drink it because we're poor.
Yeah, well, I literally don't like beer, and I drink fucking Stag, so... Like, my last beer of choice is Miller Lite, and that makes me want to throw up on the inside and the outside, and out my butt. So, Stag is okay. Not to mention, Bar in fucking Edwardsville used to have... like $3 pitchers on like Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah. We used to
I think
go
like
there
me, you, and Tyler went out one day for like $10 and went, all right.
Now you mean Brandon? Because you definitely
Brandon,
said my
yeah.
name.
And, or they used to have 25 cent fucking just drafts, so I'd go in there to pay a ticket at the fucking courthouse and be like,
time to get a new 75
one. 75 cents in my fucking pocket. Time to get a few beers.
Yeah, it's time to go get a new drunk DUI.
Yeah, that's pretty much what all our game nights run on. It's fucking Stag.
Stag and whatever alcohol we manage
yeah,
to muster
out
of the
on
dark
stag
corners of whatever.
Go towards cheap liquor, but it's always Stag. It's what starts it out.
I know.
Somebody comes in hugging an 18-pack.
That costs $2.50.
Yeah, and that fuels game night.
Oh, man. Speaking of game night, do you have any more word on when the hell we're supposed to do those game nights?
No, I've been talking to Tony at Sideways, and he fucking nobody sent me up about like hardly anything. But I might just have another impromptu one here with like 20 people again.
Awesome!
Because we definitely need to play more.
I feel as though those all 20 of those people are the only people that listen to this.
Yeah.
So if you're not one of those 20 people, hit us up on Facebook.
Yeah, get the fuck out. Actually, we've actually got quite a few people, but, and now that we're definitely wanting to get more into, like, also movies and stuff, now that we're having as many stupid ideas as we can come up with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's just branch out and do everything. Fuck it. The website will actually be up soon once I get a job, because I have to pay for it to be up.
Money.
And then we will actually have a new, website for the podcast soon as well, because this free one that we use is hitting its limit, But the one we're going to is, like, unlimited, so we can just do whatever the fuck we want.
Fantastic.
So we're slowly getting towards that. We might as well talk a little more about game night, though.
Now it's time to do it on the table. Do it on the table. Table. Now it's time to do it on the table. Do it on the table. Do it on the table.
Do it on the table.
And stuff.
Yeah. Oh, boy. The other funny thing is at the very end of that South Park episode, hold it for this, they're literally playing Zombicide.
Nice.
Like, the board's set up, like, perfectly, the miniatures and stuff. Like, oh, Grandpa, if you're all six, you get to kill the zombies. Like, and in the background, though, that one is actually Zombicide, spelled right and everything. But in the background, we're all just kind of misnamed games. Like, instead of King of Tokyo, they had, like, King of New York, and...
Oh, God.
Like, but I was just so excited, because I was like, oh, yeah, finally, a game off of Kickstarter that I own, that I really like, on South Park.
Oh, God.
Oh, so happy.
Such a broken game with cars, though.
Well, it's actually broken. The more players you have, the harder it gets, which is awesome. Oh, yeah, we haven't played that in a few months. We definitely need to get together and play that. I'm glad we finally learned Arkham Horror.
We need to play Descent one day.
Oh, you still haven't played Descent.
No, I haven't.
Descent Journey in the Dark is great. It's a very long game. I need to learn how to play Axis and Allies, because I've had that since Christmas and I've never played it. Kevin has it and, like, a ton of expansions.
Axis and Allies is a pain, though.
Yeah, he said it's just, like, an actual tactical version of Risk.
Yeah, which makes the game 100 times harder.
Yeah, I got that for Christmas, because it was in, like, a $10 bin at Walmart. I couldn't pass up a new game. My mom picked me up, like, a from the, like, 60s or 70s version of just Sorry. And I'm like, oh, old school fucking Sorry. Like, I am excited to play that. I don't know if I've played that since I was, like, 5.
It's painted with lead paint and has mercury in the bubble.
Yeah, don't rub the board on your face. Like,
you got the AIDS.
Yeah, and I'm really pissed because she was going to pick me up, like a very old version of Monopoly. And then somebody else was like, I want it. And I was like, I would never play it because I hate Monopoly. But I'd love to have an old version of Monopoly. Like, God damn it. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff we haven't really played in a while. Like
Sentinels.
I also just found out it's really great. The actual people that put out the game, on their Wikipedia, they have a webpage that you can download, and it's to help them continue to playtest it. Every time you play, you put in, like, which enemy you fought, what heroes the players played, what environment there was, and whether you won or lost. And they're keeping just a big statistics of...
Who won and
all games that have been played, basically.
Nice.
So I'm going to remember that so we can start inputting games of that. Yeah, Kevin really enjoys that too, so we definitely have to get a full player version of that out. Arkham was fun. I'm really surprised we won because
for a
while there it was like, there are so many monsters and none of us can do anything.
Yeah, we were, our back was against the wall, luckily.
I died as soon as the boss popped out.
Yeah, I used all of my clue tokens right before the boss fight, like almost all of them.
Oh, we need those, or we die automatically.
Yeah, I was like, great, can I just recycle this thing that I had that's now useless I bought?
Yeah, oh, God.
Like, I closed a gate with my clue tokens, and then
all didn't
of a sudden,
need to, it
yeah.
didn't matter. Literally, I think the next turn.
Yeah, we were like, oh, we can close this last gate real quick. Nope, the boss is coming. Great.
Yep, waste of clue tokens, and this is the one that makes clue tokens you need to win.
Yeah, it was stupid.
We won, which means like the next 7 we play will be automatic losses.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the descent is really fun, but it's definitely skewed for the bad guy, which I enjoy being. Like, the player characters, they've beaten the first mission. I think only 2 groups have tried the second mission, but none of them have beaten it, and I will not go on to the other, like, 8 quests until each individual quest is beaten. So, and the only thing that sucks about that is, like, especially, like, somebody you played, like, you learning, teaching that team never wins the first time, so it's like, there will at least be us 2 games before you guys get to move on to a third.
Yes. Fantastic.
Because it can be a bad guy in 4 players, so it can definitely be a 5-player one night. It's just, it takes like 3 hours to play, it takes 30 minutes to set up and 40 minutes to put away.
So if you'd ever like to join us on game night, Say something on Facebook, I guess. Yeah.
We do have a lot of new people on the fucking, like, likes on Facebook, though, which is great. Well, I've already said, I've got shit to give away once we hit 100 likes. I've got a bunch of game posters and games on Steam that I bought for dirt cheap.
Yep, so do that. So we can give stuff away. Because we're whores like that.
I've got Pokemon posters and Destiny posters. But yeah, look, Zombicide.
Oh, nice.
They actually played on South Park, which makes me just like really want to play it again now.
Oh, dear God. I haven't
played in like 2 months. Also, I think we should, because I think we'd be funnier. We'd be funner, because fuck Filterless. We should have a Weeby Nerds Plays Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Because we don't have filters on our
show.
Yeah,
definitely not.
Filterless. I make that joke every time I go on there, too.
You know, originally, we didn't at first. And then we were like, oh, we're probably going to piss people off.
Well, I made a slavery joke the very first episode I was on Filterless.
Yeah,
I made
like an episode four.
Yeah, and then there we were talking about that AI Angelina thing, and I was like, does it have better tits? Because Angelina Jolie just got hers chopped off. Like, cancer jokes, haha. Like,
yeah, that show.
So we definitely need to play. I'd like to record us playing Bang, and then I'd like with a camera, and I think just audio would be fine for playing
Cards
Against Humanity, because it's all in the reading anyway. That's hilarious.
This is very true.
I'd also like to record us playing fucking Werewolf, too, that Donnie's got, like...
Well...
Like, pretty much, like, every time, like, you had to show something, you just, like, turn towards the camera, and you're like... And, like, fucking, like, set it back down and shit, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we should have the other host here soon, the one that's never on when I'm on.
Yeah.
Which is Random as Shit and Brandon. We might be able to get a game of Cards Against Humanity in.
Yeah.
We could try it.
Because even, like, just four players is fucking hilarious.
I was going to say we could do it right now, but with two people, that's kind of shit. Yeah. So.
Hey, vote me to win. The only one. Vote me to win.
Because the rules are you can't vote for yourself.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to work on that. Like I said, I'd like to start recording some of the more simpler games until we get it figured out.
Definitely so.
Because right now our YouTube channel is just video games, so we definitely need some board game shit.
Yeah, and it's only you playing video games because I don't have a capture box.
It's only my indie... It's only games that will play easily on my 3-year-old laptop, so it's all indie Steam games. And that new MMO, but yeah, that's the only things we have on YouTube.
Yeah, I need to get a capture box, but I'm poor.
Yeah.
And haven't had a job in forever. So $200 is, like, out the fucking window.
Yeah.
Like, I could get a capture box, but I'd have to trade in my PlayStation, and then have nothing to play on. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I could record your PlayStation, I guess.
Yeah, we definitely need to work on getting one of those, just to pass back and forth between us whenever we all get new games and shit.
Yeah.
But,
like, I'm going to play the worst Assassin's Creed player ever. Like, you don't even know. I am so awesomely bad at Assassin's Creed.
I can climb, but I can't kill. Like, I can run around shit.
Oh, dude, I kill the wrong people randomly without even knowing that I'm hitting the attack button, thinking I hit jump, and I'll just, like, stealth blade, like, 3 civilians in a row, going like, oh, shit, what's happening? And then I'll desynchronize. Like,
there needs to be a fucking board game for Assassin's Creed.
There does. We need to make that and market it to
XCOM 1 is coming out, and I can't wait for that, since I already have it pre-ordered. There's some other big, like, based on a video game board game that I really wanted, but I can't remember. Once I get a job, the other big one is going to be that Escape from Nazi Prison Camp
board game,
Escape from Cortez. Good old Hasbro.
Escape from Leibowitz.
But Donnie and I were doing research into it.
Did I just say a Jew name? That's awesome.
Escape from the Jew Bankers.
Oh, God.
But, that game was actually, they created it with a guy that actually escaped that prison. So that's pretty awesome. It's not like a game they just pulled out of their ass. It was like a guy that actually escaped from that Nazi prison camp. Was like, I'm going to make a board game about my problems. I drew this card that gave me a pair of scissors, and I drew this card that gave me a piece of dynamite, and I got right out.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I imagine that game probably replays.
Yeah, I'm going to make a board game about the War on Terror. where it's all a bunch of bullshit.
We ate cold sandwiches for 10 days in a row, and then we won.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Starbucks ran out of white chocolate mocha. Lose 3 turns.
We do need to make some making fun of something board game, just for the fun of it. Jamie and I already decided on making 3-man, but instead adding a couple extra rolls and playing with D8s or D10s.
Oh, God.
So it would be 3-man, and then you would also have, like, 8-man. So if anybody rolled 8, 8-man would drink, and then it could pass back and forth. And, like, you could just up the amount of drinking that's going on exponentially.
Because that's what we need to do.
Yeah. Always up the stag intake.
Yeah. Drink more. Drink
stag
more.
Stag and red. It's about the only thing we drink when we play board games. There's always somebody brings, like, a 6 or a 12-pack of reds.
That, too, yeah. Or Angry Orchard Iceman.
Yeah, not Scarecrow.
No. Drink. If you ever decide to try and buy Angry Orchard Scarecrow, shoot yourself and save yourself the trouble.
Yeah, just don't.
That's disgusting. Like, all of us were like, what was it? Iceman and Muse were like, these are delicious!
Iceman's still the best. Muse is pretty good.
And then we tried...
Luckily, we opened that one third.
Yeah, and then we were like, bruh! Like, it
You're
tastes like straw.
Yeah. You're drinking straw man gum from Wizard of Oz. That's all that is.
Yeah, the Scarecrow just jizzed in your mouth. And you're now having to drink it.
And that does not have good go good with fucking board games.
No. Not at all. Scarecrow jizz, not good Scarecrow for board jizz. Games.
I also have that you've never played, it's called, like, the world's best weapon or something, and it's literally, like, you each have a goal and you each have a character, and you're trying to apply modifiers to, like, weapons before the army shows up and ends the zombie apocalypse, and whoever has the best, like, weapon wins. And it's literally just a little in-a-box board game, or card game that I have, and I keep forgetting about.
Yeah, over at Brandon's house, I left Timeline, which is literally the point of the game is to try and get your timeline correct. Yeah.
What was that bad game that you own that you said was terrible?
Gear World.
I still want to look into that just because I love games that are terrible, but...
Dude, it was like, it's so shitty.
Did you guys ever even, like, figure out all the rules because it was so fucking weird?
No, not at all. We read the rule book, like, 8 times, and this is, like, it was me and Mark. So you have 2 veteran board game nerds and Brandon, who is a fresh pair of eyes, and none of us could figure out, like, what the hell this was supposed to be. Because we're like, so, if you have a cart, you get 2 moves, and then if you're trying to... But you can only put 1 soldier on each place, but you have to take over other people's land, and there's 1 soldier on all of them. What? Like, we're like, we can't... What? How do you do this? Like... Your math doesn't add up. 1 + 1 = 1.
And I've played other games before. We were like, you know, the art on it is really good. It looks really well put together. It's got awesome, like, card stock or board stock and whatnot. And then you get to the rules and you're like, yeah, this is a fuck up right here.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how Gear World was. Like, the maps looked good. The whole pieces looked good. Except for the shitty colored soldiers, which were
See,
all the
we
same.
Should just take Gear World and make our own rules to it and just fucking...
We had to.
Play it that way. That's what we need to do.
We literally made it, like, retarded.
Put it up online. It's like, here's the Weeby Nerds rules for your planet.
Yeah. We like, made it to where, like, I think Mark took down one of my boats with a single soldier. Repeatedly. Like, we all had, like, this one guy that just wouldn't die. Brandon wound up, like, hoarding all the coal in the game. Like, so when we needed shit to build, we had to, like, trade with Brandon. He was, like, the coal miser.
The other thing I'm surprised none of us own, and because all of us have a little bit of board games, is fucking Catan.
Yeah, I can't ever find it.
Yeah, like, I think it's either Donnie or Nick has, like, just the base game of it, but you can only ever find the shitty expansions that nobody likes at all the different stores.
Yeah, and they don't work without the base game, either.
Yeah. So. That's, or the other one I find, it's like, oh, so there's a Catan Star Trek, and I'm like, nah.
Yeah, no.
I'll pass.
I'm good.
Like, I just want regular. I'd never played it until last year, and I was like, this is such a good, simple game, why don't I own this? There's even a Catan, like, card game that, yeah. Like, sounds okay, but you can't find.
I think that's because every time they order it, like, people just buy it up immediately, and they just can't keep it.
And resell it on eBay for lots of money, because the place doesn't fucking put up enough goddamn games to buy.
Yeah. So, if one day these guys, the people that make Catan, hear this, send us a damn game!
Yeah. We'll talk extra awesome about it, because I love it anyway.
Exactly. Or we'll buy it from you. Like,
yeah, just sell make us one. Something. Stop selling them to comic stores. Just sell them immediately.
Just sell them directly on your website. Make a website. This is 2014. You don't have a website, but
put one on. Yes. Let me buy one.
Without, like, $12 shipping and handling. Holy shit.
Damn. That is a very heavy box, though.
It is.
But I think we might be having a small game night tonight. I'm not sure. Nobody's messaged me in hours.
I'll stay as long as there's beer.
Yeah, this will be... We should be having two podcasts this week. So this will be like podcast one, and we should have another fucking random ass shit one. And hopefully we can get a Plays Cards Against Humanity one up, just because we've got all the people.
Yes.
We should mix in Apples to Apples cards with...
I still have the best play in fucking history on Apples to Apples. Because the card was the definition of work ethic, and I put Adolf Hitler.
We did, and this is how we were like, there has to be a game like this, and we found Cards Against Humanity was, it was like, a happy occasion. And I was like, Challenger Explosion! Like, that's how we used to play, and that's, I'm so glad that somebody actually made Cards Against Humanity and Crabs of Just Humidity, which is the third party... Not affiliated editions.
Yes.
That have the worst cards.
I know. It's amazing.
Using a zip tie as an impromptu cock ring. One of my favorite Cards Against Humanity cards is still force feeding a small child fun dip until they're literally having fun.
I think
midgets shitting in a bucket.
And you always have those cards where you're like, those are my ace in the hole.
Yeah, I'm saving that for something special.
Like, I think one of them was like, nobody, I looked around and I knew nobody had a good thing, because it was like, dot blank the musical.
That's
so it was
my
like,
favorite one to play.
Da 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 da, Being a Dick to Children, the musical.
That's one of my favorite cards to play. So hopefully we'll get that put up, because Jamie has every... The thing of Cards Against Humanity that's ever been fucking made. So
you might want to message her.
Yeah.
And get her to bring that right now.
People just don't check their fucking Facebook messages.
Yeah.
Everybody's afraid of the NSA.
Fuck the NSA.
Well, she messaged me like 2 hours ago. I don't know. We might have more. We might not. Regardless.
We'll try and figure out the fucking next episode with like 4 fucking people.
Yeah. Well, I think we might be doing it at Plumbers.
Oh, that'll be fantastic, because there's actually 4 mics.
Yeah. So, there might be more, there might not. Until then, we be nerds, and we be out.